Hey guys, I'm back with another one, and this is a tequila that's made in the most ancestral way that you can find, and it's a tequila that you may not have ever heard of, Arzagado Tequila. This is their Añejo. We're talking about an Añejo that's 49% ABV, Blue Weber Agave. It is crushed with mallets in a wooden trunk. It is cooked in wood-fired stone ovens. Fermented in old school alambique stills. I mean, they're going back to the most ancestral way of doing this. And then what was really cool is they aged this in American white oak. They used a barrel that was old, that was not very charred inside. And they took some pincas and they squeezed out some of the pinca juice and they lined the juice along the outside of the barrel before they added the tequila. And then they rested it for 16 months. And this is at 49%. ABV. This is a super cool ancestral made tequila. Roberto Rio, the owner of this brand, master distiller, coming out of Tequila Selecto de Armatatan, a NOM 1459, not a NOM that you think of doing ancestral tequila. So what they did is they built a separate section to be able to do this and put something together that is truly ancestral and old school. So let's dive into this one a little bit. I did just do an interview with Mariana and Roberto. Roberto doesn't speak a lot of English, so she came in as an interpreter so we could go through their process. And they do have a Blanco, they have a Repo, they've got some great presentation of how the bottles come in these great tubes that explain the whole process on it in Spanish. Very amazing. Tequila is distributed well across Mexico and is coming to the U.S. So let's dive into the nose of this one. First off, I get a little bit of a smokiness. I get a nice cooked agave. I get a lot of vegetal, herbal notes. And then you pick up just a little bit of that barrel note. Not a lot. Let's dive into the taste of this one. All right. First off, it's pretty warm. It's 49% ABV. That warmness lights up with a really nice cooked agave and a little hint of smoke. Not a lot. I pick up a nice vanilla, a nice minerality. And as the minerality kind of builds as that finish comes in, the barrel notes kind of sweep off of it and it becomes very minty in the finish. A lot of minerality, a lot of herbal vegetal notes. That's really good. But the cooked agave stays strong all the way through and a nice caramel note at the end as well. So if you want to find a tequila that is really made in the most ancestral way, and one of the things Roberto told me as he was coming up with this idea, was he had visited so many palenques where they make mezcal and tabernas where they make raicilla. And he really wanted to bring something back to the tequila world that was authentic, ancestral. He really feels that in some cases, the production of tequila has gone too far. We've gone too modern, too many ways of taking away from that ancestral method. So they brought it back to the most ancestral way that you can. All Valles Agaves made right in the town there in Amatatan, which is definitely the birthplace of tequila. So check it out. If you can find it, it is coming more to the United States. Definitely can find it all over Mexico. Really ancestral, great tequila, Agresoro. Check it out. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.